The process goes like this. I make a decision to write a new novel. Maybe I have an idea for a premise, maybe just the ghost of an idea. It's the decision to get on with it that counts. I begin turning ideas around in my head, persecuting my wife and daughters with questions like, "What do you think of this?" Things start to firm up. This nearly always happens in the same way. First, I get the central character. Then, two ideas I thought were completely separate suddenly collide, revealing themselves to be part of the same story. I have the beginnings of a plot. Now I try to come up with a subplot. I write the numbers 1 to 20 on a piece of paper and give each one a title corresponding to an important plot point. Then I walk about the room, glancing at the piece of paper for reference, and try to tell myself the story. I persecute my wife and daughters with requests that they listen and try to make it sound like it makes sense. If they don't drift off while listening, I begin work on a chapter by chapter outline. There may be several drafts. Then I persecute my wife with requests that she listens to the outline. My daughters will have lost patience by now. A few stabs at an opening to get the voice right, and I'm ready to begin work on a first draft. I start by writing 1,000 words a day and quickly work up to 2,000. Each morning I read through the previous night's work, amending and discarding as necessary. When in doubt, of course, I persecute my wife for her opinion. At last I've completed the first draft. I read it through and realise it's full of holes. I start work on a second draft and possibly a third, fourth, fifth, etc. When I'm completely drafted out, I send the final version to the editor, sit back and wait, feeling reasonably confident. Her comments come back a few weeks later, and I immediately descend into a state of profound gloom at the amount of work she still believes necessary. But there's nothing for it except to emerge from the gloom, complete the revisions, and send it off once more. With a sinking feeling, I receive an invitation to lunch with the editor. I go along, armed with indigestion tablets, and listen to the few tiny tweaks that she thinks necessary, then return home and tweak. I send the manuscript off yet again, and am rewarded with an email saying it is now with the desk editor. After enough time has passed for me to forget most of the story, I receive the desk editor's comments, curse long and loud, amend the manuscript and send it off for what is hopefully the last time. On the way back from the post office, I buy a slightly more expensive bottle of wine than usual, and as I pour two glasses, I ask my wife politely if she would mind not mentioning the novel ever again.